Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, friend. Tim, that's you.
Oh, it's me.
I know. Think highly of yourself, man.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so kind. Yeah. I thought you were talking to our one dear libertarian listener.
No. They'll get their hello later on. This one's just for you.
What a long and storied relationship we've had with that one person.
Well, were they to stop listening, Tim, I don't think either you or I know what we'd do with ourselves. We'd just have these conversations off the record.
I think, did you tell me about that guy who was playing snooker as a podcast until nobody was listening?
Yeah, I think it's Richard Herring, who's a British comic and podcasting maverick. And I, again, don't remember the particulars, but he was trying to shake off the entirety of his audience.
He was just releasing episodes of the sounds of him playing snooker or pool or something, and he wasn't going to stop until there were zero listeners.
I don't think you'd – it's a really fascinating sort of psychological challenge and gauntlet that you've laid down, because surely people will drop off, but yeah. There'll be
– it's like a – is it a parabola where it never quite hits zero? Like
exactly.
It'll halve and half and half and half, there'll but it'll never hit zero.
There'll be completionists, and there'll be sort of – I don't know what the word is – trolls, I guess, who quite simply will not give up for the sport of it.
Monty – we've completed another season of the podcast.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's interesting, isn't it? Because it doesn't necessarily feel like it, but we have. We watched damn near, how many did we get through? 44-ish? Emmanuel's
45? Almost half a ton. Almost half a ton of porn.
And then biffed a James Bond in for good measure.
Yeah. And now now you and I sat outside your house.
That's right.
In the beating sun, currently slightly obscured by a cloud. We've both got a cold, frosty one in our hand.
Thank you deeply for not mentioning the brand.
That's right. And we've spent probably the last hour or so just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Off the mic. That's right. This friendship transcends MP3 formatting.
It felt fucked up, to be honest. It felt like we were cheating on ourselves and our audience by doing that. And I will ensure that it will never happen again.
Okay. Do you know one thing we didn't discuss?
What?
Is what the hell either of us have been doing.
Yeah, what have you been? We can say what we were doing, like just now. Should we just
up? Not what we were doing. I mean, we were talking about podcasting.
We were talking about podcasting, but everybody. We're making plans. The boys are making plans.
That came at the cost of us talking about what we're both doing in our own lives.
Yeah, man. Had a baby, being a father.
I know, I couldn't believe that.
We're just a couple of dads now.
I came over here and I was totally, my jaw dropped at the sight of your infant son.
I was putting a baby into a sling to weigh our infant on some luggage scales.
Nice,
one of those
dude.
Handle ones.
That's all a baby is luggage.
Which seems uncouth. But the reason we were doing it is because there's a system in New Zealand called Plunkett that like really look after new parents and take all the measurements, make sure your baby's not fucked up. But they're like off the job right now because of the lockdown. So we've taken matters into our own DIY hands.
Yeah. And the baby, for those of you keeping score at home, 6.1 kilos.
Yes.
Don't have it in pounds, but by all accounts, a healthy baby.
Let me get that in Imperial, actually. How have you been going, Guy? I've just been weighing my baby. What have you been up to?
What have I been doing? I spent a lot of time pretending to be a pupil at school this morning for Olive, who was my teacher. And
how'd you do?
I was naughty.
Were you?
I kept being told off for being too cheeky.
Yeah.
And you know, Olive is she's fun to play with, but she's got pretty rigid rules and regulations, and if you don't abide them, that's going to bother her.
Is she a bit of a disciplinarian? Did you sort of did you get any repercussions?
But do you know what? The disciplinarian in her is literally just mirroring back the disciplinarians that are around her, which is, I suppose, some of the time, me. And so it's probably an exercise in positive power, letting Olive tell me to stop being a little shit. My words. And then do you know what else I did today, Tim? You're not going to believe this.
Go on.
I hit a tiny, hard white ball around 9 beautifully mown patches of grass.
I mean, it's a cricket shirt that you've got on technically, but like it's built for golf. You look like you're in golf attire.
I have decided as a man in my mid-30s to give it a go.
You can take the private school
out of...
You
can take the private school and you can bank it because... That's where I went, and that's who I'm becoming.
Now, golf looks like a lot of fun. I'd like to get involved.
It was actually a very soothing experience. And I
did
played
with
a guy. No, I was meant to go with our friend Paul. He rolled his ankle on the golf course yesterday.
Spoke to him the other day, yeah.
But he'd set us up with a third, and so I went and played golf with a guy called Jimmy, who I only know a little bit.
Yeah.
Lovely guy.
Awesome.
Recent dad.
It rocks.
Interesting life.
And if anyone's still curious, 13.45 pounds. So, to the mailbag, I reckon.
I couldn't agree more, Tim. And I'll go first because, well, I want to.
Yeah, sick.
Now, this message from November 14th.
Okay.
Pretty recent.
He's ready, everybody.
And it's not necessarily for the friend zone, but I definitely think it's for Tim and Guy.
Okay.
Okay, but please tell me you guys are going to watch the new Sex and the City.
Okay, but please.
On the spot.
Yeah. Have to.
Okay, there
right?
you go.
Right, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to watch it for fun. I didn't really think about it professionally.
No, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Come on now.
It literally has to be done.
It must be.
When is that release date?
And I don't know.
Who gets HBO Max shows in New Zealand?
Neon, I think. That shouldn't mention sense. Brand names, but... not for any legal reason. It's because I want to.
Have you watched the trailer? You must have. We got peppered with that thing.
Of course.
What do you think?
It's just a big Samantha-sized hole in the thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely gaping.
Or actually, what I thought was, you know, just to be silly, I was like, "Oh, Samantha's black now," which is how it's presented. It's like, here are the four gals you fell in love with over 20 years. It's like, wait a minute. Kim Cattrall's not here. And there's another person I've never seen before in my life who they're just presenting alongside.
Kim Cattrall is in a better place. And you don't know what it
true.
Is?
Not on set with SJP.
Probably Los Angeles. Release date, it says here in the UK, where we don't live, Thursday the 9th of December. So I guess...
Thursday 9th of December. That's so soon.
Yeah, I guess they're going for that that holiday market. First episode title...
Go on.
Hello, it's me. Directed by...
Do you want to know something? Hello, it's me is fucking perfect Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Like, there's no new information. There is nothing to titillate or interest me. But it's like, hey, guess what this is about? Me, the person talking. Carrie Bradshaw.
Absolute pig. That's enough. That's enough for me personally. Carrie Bradshaw showing up and saying, hey, it's me. That's enough of a hook for me to think, okay, what are you going to tell me? I'll bet you I know who it's about.
Is Biggs in it, eh? Was Big in the trailer?
Biggs in it. I remember watching a disgruntled cameo that Chris Noth recorded where he wasn't sure if he was going to get the call up. And then I watched the trailer and I thought, good for you, Chris Noth.
Wow. He could be doing other shit. I'm surprised Chris Noth hasn't shown up in The Office. I'm at almost the finish line of The American Office now.
He wasn't there?
Yeah. I don't know why I expected him to be there, but they've thrown a lot of people in this final two seasons.
I say good for him.
Ryan writes, "You guys gave me PTSD. Timbo and Guy Guy. Have to thank you both. I was in the supermarket just now, minding my own, and what song came on the overhead speakers? Of course, it was True Colours by the talented Cyndi Lauper. I've never once watched Sex and the City 2 or actively listened to any of her songs, but you better imagine after listening to the two of you sing the aforementioned song week after week, I had vivid and unpleasant flashbacks. I just wanted to let you know... that you've had a direct impact on my mental health. That being said, love you, brave boys." If this gets read at all,
that there was no sort of indication of which way the wind was blowing with respect to our impact on this person's mental health.
Oh, the subject of the email was "you gave me PTSD," so okay. I think bad. Anyway, that is from Ryan Bray.
Thanks,
your
Ryan.
Response to that? Do you hear that song come on at any time and gives you shivers down the spine?
No, I will say when I hear The Talented, I immediately think Mr. Ripley.
Oh, yeah.
And the main talent that guy had was...
Gaslighting?
No, it was mostly, I guess, identity theft and getting away with murder.
That's gaslighting.
Is it? Has gaslighting not been co-opted to mean like...
Surely that's like the most extreme gaslighting you can do.
Low-end psychological manipulation. Yeah, I feel like murder is a strata above gaslighting.
I was more gravitating towards the identity theft component. But
Yeah.
I mean, I bet no one expects to get murdered, generally, by the talented Mr. Ripley. So he's tricked them into a false sense of security.
Yeah. It's fucking the clues in the title. He's a talent, all right.
Imagine if it turned out he was just like really good at the violin. They had that as the final beat of the movie. Incidentally, he killed people and stole identities to live out this sort of fantasy that he was not born into. But the talent actually lay in his violin playing.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, because he was sort of a mimic. He could mimic certain attributes, and I suppose, I mean, there's no guarantee that would follow to instruments, but
pitch perfect, like having a pitch perfect ear, maybe that's a form of mimicry. Is
maybe you could watch someone play a violin and then he could play a violin. You know, you hear about people who are like they go become unconscious, often it might be in a car crash or something. Just watched a sparrow fly into your garage.
Oh, this sparrow's gonna have a bad time.
I know, it's gonna be so distressing for that sparrow.
It'll get out though, that door's pretty big. They'll figure it out. Come on, Sparrow.
He's headed for the mop bucket now.
Figure it out, man.
How often do you use that mop?
I used it about 6 days ago. Cleaned the whole house.
Honestly?
Yeah.
More recent than I thought.
Yeah.
Nothing but respect for my king.
That's not like a regular 6 day rotate.
yeah.
I just got lucky on when you asked.
Yeah. That's all by the by. I've forgotten where we were. I've got a message here. Hi, Ty and Gim. I ain't going to fuck around.
Okay, great. All right. Let's get this fucking
George Lazenby's ex-wife.
Yes.
Pam Shriver.
Okay.
Is the fourth cousin of Marie Shriver.
Fourth, I mean.
Ex-wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger and by proxy, mother of the man you have painted on your bodies. Just thought it was a spooky link found by me on such a spooky day. This message was sent on, well, it says because of our time zone, the 1st of November, but you've got to imagine this is a US author and they send it on Halloween.
Oh, the spookiest message of all.
Oh, no. Keep up the best wishes. Keep up the fabulous week and best wishes from Ireland. So all of that in an Irish accent, I guess.
Could you read it again in an Irish accent, please?
Hi, Toy and Gim. I ain't going to fuck around. George Lazenby's ex-wife Pam Shriver is the fourth cousin of Marie Shriver, ex-wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and by proxy mother of the man you have painted on your bodies. Just thought it was a spooky link found by me on such a spooky day. Keep up the fabulous work and best wishes from Ireland. Oh, I'm so sorry to...
Everyone?
Yeah. It's a great Carla Ritchie joke. He says, so I'm bisexual. Sorry, everyone.
look, I've got a message here, guy. It's for you. and me, and it's from Sarah. Sarah writes, "Hello, glittery Tim and flashy guy. This is more of a follow-up email, so it's entirely your call whether you read this on the friend zone. So, what do you say, guy?"
Read it.
You sure?
You've given me pause for reflection, but I'm going to stick to my guns and say read it.
Okay. But if you do, just call me Sarah, and my last name is now a secret we three share. It's Sarah who wrote the big Grown Ups 2 plus Sex in the City 2 mashup plot sketch from Friendzone 115.
Who could forget the halcyon days of Friendzone 115?
And I'm sorry this is late, but due to life things and a podcast catch-up, I only realized I somehow got on the Friendzone today. Anyway, I'm glad you two enjoyed this. I have some points to follow up. Number one, I'm currently on season 3 of your wonderful show, and if it helps what might be the Pixar theory of this podcast without breaking lore, the concert the kids get captured at is Summerfest.
I see. This is in her fan fiction.
Yeah.
The grown-ups kids get trapped at a concert, and the concert that they get trapped at is...
Oh, fucking Zaccoli's on the main stage.
Yeah, so...
Thank you so much.
More intellectual properties are colliding here.
Now that I think of it, there's an interesting duality between Gold Star Realty Solutions and Silver Shiv. Paige and Shiv... Who's Shiv?
All I can think of... Shiv is Succession.
Yeah, I know, but it's...
Did they say Waystar?
No. Gold Star Realty Solutions.
Yeah.
So that's Paige. That's,
yeah.
Shiv, fuck. Paige and Shiv could be rivals. Maybe Shiv is secretly that James from The Feelers. I don't want to be the sole authority of the law here. So that's left as an exercise for you and the fans. That's going to fuck me up.
Nah,
I'm trying to think of who
Shiv
is. Point two. Tim pointed out that I abandoned the boy king of rats, Brady. Oil hail the good, good boy king, Brady. I apologize for this law hole. I like that. However.
A law hole is a really good euphemism for a crime.
L-O-R-E in this
I guess as much. But.
However, I don't want to be the only one who can build on what I already made. And I do like Tim's idea of Brady using rats to do things in the background. And maybe it's implied that he used rats to do things very conspicuously and everyone wants to call some sort of attention to it. But it's visibly fearful because only they know that if they do, Brady will unleash his wrath on them and it will be regrettable. Point three. Once again, I'm glad you two like this very... That sounds sarcastic way I read it. I'm going to retake that.
No.
Okay, I'll go even further.
Now sarcastic.
Once again, I'm glad you two the very detailed and silly thing I impulsively wrote. I will be in Boston for the next 5 years.
So, I don't know why you're being so sarcastic about that.
If either of you happen to be in the area, I owe you each one coffee and a pastry as tokens of our friendship.
Great.
Point four. Thanks for doing what you do. Really. I don't know what Emmanuel is yet or what other challenges or opportunities you face now, but I can only wish you health and the best of luck. Take care, you too. Sarah. That's Sarah's last name, so it is genuinely a secret for the three of us.
It's a belter.
It is.
You guys,
it's one of the greats.
You'd love to read it.
But look at the first two letters and then think about it. Just think about it. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking, but I've got my own thoughts. I got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Monty.
Hello.
Incorrect. I'll try again. Monty. Tell your co-host that maybe I'd say his name if he'd acknowledge the small donation I sent your way to cover some of the cost of having to cancel all your shows. Granted, it wasn't a fifth of an MPK like that wonderful person recently donated, but if I remember my fractions from school, it's 1/25th, and that's not nothing. Plus, I included a friendly message to you both with it. Also, I wanted to let you know I'm stoked to download your show from Bandcamp, but I'm going to wait until this Friday, November 5, because Bandcamp will give you all the money. Damn, I wish I knew about that at the time. So while I have to be patient, it'll earn you a few extra bucks. My boy Ben is stoked to give it a listen too. I hope Jacinda lets you guys out soon, but not other people, especially those whose name starts with a T and ends in an M. They should maybe just be locked down forever. Big love from Toronto, and as always, say my name, but take a guess at my middle name too. Chris.
No, don't give me the last name. I'm going to guess the middle name first. Okay. Do we actually have the correct answer?
No.
Ah, well then it's... What was the first name again?
Chris.
I thought so. I reckon it's I reckon it's Arthur.
Chris Arthur.
Yeah.
Chris Arthur Schreier. I think it's Greg.
Gregory or just Greg?
Just Greg. Chris Greg Schreier. No, it's got a horrible rhythm to it, that name. Hey, I'm Chris Greg Schreier.
Yeah, it's like it's you're really, having...
It's really nasty.
There's too many... they're not glottal stops, but it's like a stop down at the end of each one.
Back when I performed live, sometimes I'd do a disgusting sort of medium called improv. And it's interesting when you do it, like the names that you bestow upon the people you're performing with come in waves. And there was about 2 years where every woman was Margaret and every man was Greg. And Olive loves getting, she loves playing visitor, especially because in a lockdown we have no visitors. So yeah. She's always like,
God, that's sad.
Yeah, I know. She's like, pretend you're a visitor. Pretend I'm a visitor. And every time that there's visitor, you need to come up with a name. And so I've been trying to, like, you know,
not think of Greg.
Just deepen the arsenal of names I have available to me at the top of my head. And I've made it to Ian.
Ian's pretty solid.
I know, because it's like, the thing is,
Ian's kind of a weird
name. Kind of an unlikely name.
Like, it's common. I know a few Ians.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's like...
I can only think of one Ian that I know, personally.
There's a few different ways to spell it, too.
Yeah. The Ian I've got in my mind is I-A-I-N. I'm sorry, what? Oh, no, and I used to have a boss vowels. Called Ian, which was E-O-I-N, which is even more vowels.
I wonder if we need more stuff going on in our lives. I feel like lockdown's...
No,
taking a toll.
No. We're cruising.
You want to know something fucked up, guy?
We're cruising, baby.
A dude called Logan gave us $47 US.
Logan Roy.
Silly 250 limited field. I will email you my message, say my first name now, or in the email.
I like this guy.
All right, well, you're going to love the message. Subject line, a transmission to accompany my nice donation. Dear Tim, the digital tool man Taylor, and Guy Williams.
Fuck you.
Longish listener, first-ish time caller. I often listen at work and boy, it's sometimes...
And boy, are my arms tired. All right, great message, thank you.
Sometimes I've it's very hard not to laugh and distract my work colleagues. Little do they know, I'm basically listening to porn. I hope you enjoy this very nice at the time of writing donation. Wait. It wasn't 69. And part of it was 69. Hold on, let me check that amount again. What was it? $47. Oh, yeah, that probably is about 69 NZ, eh?
Mm.
Yeah, fuck. We've got a Kiwi boy in our midst. Tried to go to your comedy festival shows, but only booked tickets to two. Tim, your show was good, but admittedly, I was stoned, so I had to... keep stopping myself from trying to answer your rhetorical questions.
Oh, no.
The best host of all time was also good, and I very much enjoyed the beep test. It certainly is a lot easier when you don't have to run so far. Go figure. Sorry, Guy. I forgot to book for your show. I'm sure it was also good.
Well, dude, buy it on Bandcamp. Fucking figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. Link in the show notes. I am also a fellow Graylin resident. I semi-often see Tim or his wife with Rufus in Graylin Park, never together, however. And then there's an emoji here. And I don't know what the emoji is, but it's like a guy with a hat.
I reckon it's the cheeky monkey one with its hands over its mouth. Like, I say that?
Can you see that?
Oh, that's a private eye. What it's does a detective. Communicate?
It's a child detective. Why is there an emoji of a child detective?
That kid is on the hunt for answers.
Oh, God. I have not said hello, is you usually have headphones in, so I assume you must be listening to a podcast.
You do usually have headphones in.
I'd recommend the worst idea of all time. I've heard it's funny. And then there's another emoji. This one is a winking smiley face. Pro tip. I walk my dog there at 10 p.m. a lot in winter because all the rugby people are gone. I've only been scared to death twice. You don't need to be scared by people playing rugby. I would also highly recommend you spend your newfound wealth at La Mexicana in Grey Lynn Shops. If you haven't been there yet, it is very, very, very tasty. Sorry, guy, haven't tried any of your potty sandwich recommendations, as I am gluten-free, and gluten-free bread in New Zealand is not good.
Can you remind me what this person's name is?
Logan.
Hey, Logan, what the fuck is your problem with me, dude?
Go off.
Well, I put on a show in the festival. Logan forgets to book. I talk at length about sandwiches I enjoy. Logan decides...
In the city he lives.
Yeah. Not to even chance his arm on whether or not they have gluten-free options because they're gluten intolerant. I just feel like this message is heavily weighted towards patting Tim on the back while pulling the fingers at me with his other hand.
Well, luckily, there's still a little bit more message to go. I know you nor my company can control it, but literally almost every ad I get while listening is for my work, which is both humorous and very annoying, stupid AI. Weird but relevant question. Has Emmanuel improved or worsened your sex lives? If Tim's recent Sesame Street porn pictures any indicator, things are truly looking grim. There was a guy bit. And I hope that was intentional. In fact, I hope it was accidental because that makes it all the funnier. Also, when is season 2 of And Just Like That coming out? Have you been inspired to do a porn one?
Season 1.
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking. Look forward to hearing this transmission on the Friend Zone in the year 2027. Say my name or not, I'll let Guy decide.
Well,
cheers, Logan.
We've just said it, Logan. And I know that I railed against you, but it was actually pretty positive correspondence. What was the question before talking about
sex
and
lives,
just like that?
Our impact on the porn watching on our sex lives.
Speaking honestly, almost none. I feel like I've siloed it off as a business sort of venture.
Guy's referring to his sex life, just so everyone's aware.
Yeah. That now, sadly for me, exists as a purely sort of transactional experience. Yeah.
With it's a construct of commerce.
Yeah. No, I think watching the pornos, I guess, I don't know if it's because we're esoteric or because the pornos were what they were or because it was, you know, there's literally a Pavlovian response to working with Tim. But I'm glad to say that the experience of watching almost 50 Emmanuels didn't really touch my life in the bedroom.
I'm with you on that. And maybe, I think it would still be the case, but there was something about doing a season in a different format where we didn't have to watch the exact same movie over and over again, that it was less impactful. And more, I would use a different word actually, Guy, more forgiving. So we probably won't do that again because, as you know, I'm steadfastly against the concept of us doing things that are enjoyable for the podcast. But thanks for checking in on my sex life. It was unimpacted by the Emmanuel series.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wait, here we go. You ready?
Bro, let me put my fucking catching mitts on so I can get ready to handle this final message delivered by you to me, your friend Tim, on the Friend Zone.
All right. Hey, boys. This is from a friend of the podcast, Jared Driscoll. I didn't check if we're allowed to say their name. Hey, boys. Congrats on finishing another season. I had a bit of a rough time listening to the past couple of episodes because my wife and I recently became...
remarried?
Foster parents to a 3-year-old and 7-month-old little boys.
Whoa.
If I had a hard time listening to you boys talking about softcore porn with an infant in the house, I can only imagine what Tim has gone through with a baby of his own in his home. That's an achievement that Tim should be...
proud?
Yes, proud of, according to Jared.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, probably doesn't really know about these things. Keep up the good work and I look forward to your future endeavors, Jared. P.S. Is it wrong for me to still hold out on hope for new episodes of The Walkout Boys?
Oh, yeah, I'd say so. I mean, Nick Sampson lives in London not and has done for
not,
some time.
Not morally, but...
Yeah.
In terms of your hopes and dreams, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for the message, Jared, and congratulations to you and your wife on the growing brood.
JD, what a heroic act, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to be wonderful parents. And honestly, being a wonderful parent, a lot of that is about open boundaries and honesty. You want to remove all the walls. You want to have really loose, dangerously, perilously, sort of emotionally damagingly loose boundaries.
Okay.
And part of instigating that is... it's listening to those podcasts out in the open.
Far out, man.
I think it's probably sitting the whole family down around the transistor and beaming worst idea into their ears.
Yeah.
Tim's inclined to agree.
I want to agree with Guy. I want to stay with him on this journey, but just the qualifier there or additional information that they are foster children really adds a dimension to Guy's recommendation that I can't sort of get in behind and then co-endorse.
Sounds like a sign-off to me.
But I will say this. Guy rocks, Jared rocks, and you rock for listening to this. And I want to tell you something. Guy put a comedy special on Bandcamp and you should get it. It's only $5. It's funny.
Please. Look... I was all geared up to sort of come at Tim for the end of the show, but he raises a good point.
I feel like we're dancing around each other. It's good, eh? We're like two roosters with knives tied to our talons in a cockfight.
Sounds horrible. That is what happens in a cockfight, isn't it? It's two roosters kill each other.
I think so.
They usually have knives, look, it's been nice. It's been good.
We've got a lot of fun hashtag content coming for you soon. In particular, I mean, it may be out at the time of this. I don't quite. When is American Thanksgiving?
Oh, it's tomorrow. It's 2 days from now.
Mate, guess in America. Fucking what? Our immortal podcast that we conduct annually with the McElroy brothers, Till Death Do Us Blart, where we watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 every year together and discuss. New episode out now. Imminently.
And I've got to say, you know, it's I don't think the podcast itself is hit and miss, but obviously your experience, the individual experience of taking part in recording it is unique to every host. But I thought we put together a real doozy this year.
Oh, this is probably, it's one of my favorite ones. I can't remember the real way back because this is what, number 7?
Yeah.
I think? Yeah, this is a great
It's a big number.
Hang.
And I've got an exciting new host lined up to replace me if...
So do I.
If necessary.
No one knows who mine is, but... you will. If you're a podcast listener to this podcast, then you will. So there's a tease for you.
I think you'd know mine as well. Anyhow, something to look forward to. Happy Thanksgiving. Celebrate it however you see fit. And what we're going to do... is we're going to hang up these microphones, and then I'm going to say to Tim, what are you doing now? And he'll probably say, oh, I should probably get back to looking after Remy. And I'll say, yeah, I should probably go home, and we'll probably stop hanging out. In the friend zone, you're always home. In the friend zone, you're not alone. Anytime with Tim and
Guy. One more. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.